Insert spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. We are actually starting exactly at the 7 o'clock hour, right on time. I'm impressed because you impressed, we impressed. Let's all just get pressed, just like a ham sandwich. Oh my gosh, I ain't seen her in a while. I'm looking on the Facebook and I see one of our old friends at the World of Beers, Hot Demimo Goddamn Dan. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we are here rocking here at our Palusha Studios at 4847 North Armenia, the place known as Pin Chasers. It is the world-class bowling center. We are here doing our thing. I am he, known as Spike on the Mic, trying to provide or make an award-deserving episode. We ask that you sit down and play with us. Sit down there and join us. When I say us, let me tell you who the us are, in case you're wondering, because you only hear my voice right now, but I'm not here alone because I can't do this by myself, because I need people to bounce off what we do. Straight to my peripheral vision, you know who he is. He is the man who has been homeschooled, he owns a boat, and he also is a doctor. We like to call him Dr. Captain Clark. Dr. Captain Clark, proverbially, how are you sticking?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I have no idea.
I have no idea who.
I don't know who's knocking.
That's in a song, isn't it? Someone's knocking on my door.
What?
Who can it be, mama? That's probably not it, isn't it?
That's two songs.
Isn't that the same song?
No.
Oh, well, it sounds like it.
It does.
So is it your birthday? Because I see you have happy birthday balloons in front of you.
No, those sad balloons were over in the corner here in the party room. Or excuse me, Palusha Studio.
Palusha Studio, yes.
And they're just sad enough for this show, so I brought them over.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much. But you're not here by yourself. It's not just you and I, because to your proverbial right and diagonally is the man who put the sound to go through your eardrums. We like to call him PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
Who can it be knocking at my door? Go away. Don't come around here no more.
I ain't got to leave now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know the song I was speaking of. Yeah.
Yep. Nice. You pretty much had everything but the correct lyrics.
Well, someone knocking at the door, that's Paul McCartney.
Oh, that's another
one.
That's
a different
Wings,
one.
Yeah.
Is it Paul McCartney or is it Wings?
Paul McCartney and Wings.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like three bands.
Yeah.
And one.
Oh, my garage. Oh, well. Well, let's just make this thing happen because the people out there are wondering.
Oh, right now.
Why are we here? I'll tell you, there's one reason we're here, and it's the man in your peripheral vision, PW. It's the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Like grass to the deck of a lawnmower. You know how it kind of sticks to the top and doesn't come out?
Yeah. Only when you cut wet grass, right?
Yeah.
It's the only kind of cut.
Damp grass or...
Yeah.
Or moist grass.
Moist grass.
Moi buen. I went French on y'all.
I'm sticking like that.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit, kind of. Like clanging.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sticking with us. We are here because of you. I didn't know how to end that.
Yeah.
But see, just to round out the conglection. No, not
conglection. Yeah.
Conglection.
I was going to say the connection. No, I wasn't going to say that either.
Concoction?
No.
Collection.
Collection. That's the word. The collection of riffraffs in a shipping container.
Nice.
We have in your peripheral vision, voice of reason, the man known, starts with an S, ends with a Z. We call him Bill Smots. Bill Smots, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like the feeling of lost to anyone that was just listening to you or even the very first second of this show when we heard it was the greatest show on earth.
Yeah, actually, you're right, because it doesn't start with an S. It starts with a B.
Well, the first name. I mean, if you just want to call me Schmatz, you could just do it that way. Sure.
Yeah.
Then you got the S and the Z. So I think you were correct.
Yes. Oh, well, that's good then.
Yeah.
And you guys can always participate on this award-deserving show.
Oh, yes.
And how can you participate, W?
Present.
No.
Future.
Past.
Yeah, we got them.
We got them all.
Yeah.
No, you can participate by going to www.spikeonthemic.com. Click on the Listen Live button. We already have one person out there, Mr. Map Admin.
He Do that now?
He is present.
Yeah.
That'd be present.
Yeah, because yeah. you guys are jumping the shark. Okay?
Oh,
you're,
right.
You're a little early on.
Yeah, we have to announce to the listeners how they can listen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Here's how you at home that are listening can listen to the show.
Yeah, that does kind of don't make sense, does it?
It's just a little redundant.
Open your ears.
Yes.
Sorry, deaf people.
Yeah. You can hear the show.
All right, so
do we have closed captioning for this podcast?
We do not.
Ooh. Oh, we should. We should invest in that.
All right, so, but we.
I think that person will be going like this. I have no idea
what was
the person typing. That's
it. Yeah.
But that person will know that we talk about things in the
future
and things in the
past
and things in the
present,
future. Hello.
Okay,
that was the best one.
Yeah,
yet.
Ever. Yeah.
Are we ever going to do this right?
Nope.
We did it right.
We did it right. We do it right every time.
No, yeah. Here's the right one. We talk about things in the past, things in the present, and things in the future.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah.
If you have dyslexia.
Future.
Yeah, we've got dyslexia. Yeah.
Dyslexia. Yeah. Also,
I think we could say fast, present, and poocher, and by your definition would be correct because I think people would understand because they speak Spike.
Yeah. As a congregation, we got it right.
Yes.
Hey, one big shout out because also listening to us by the internet is Princess Brown. She said,
"Oh, Princess
our
Brown,
our favorite lawyer.
When is she coming back?
Buongiorno."
Buongiorno.
Yeah, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Is she in Italy?
Is that mustard?
No, it's Italian.
It is. No, it's a mustard. It's
is that
mustard.
Gray?
Yeah.
Our president is
gray
out there.
Buongiorno.
Building cases for you even as we speak.
Wow. Is she
where
in
Italy? Where is President
she in Italy?
Yeah, she's going to be an international.
Y'all know we got seven different shows going on right now. What are you talking about, voice?
Well, she's going to be an international lawyer.
Oh.
She's
going to
practice international law, so.
Yeah. Where is she now?
I think she is.
You think?
Yeah.
Can you narrow it down to a hemisphere?
Yeah, the Western.
The Western Hemisphere.
Yes.
Okay.
I thought she meant like the Western Hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that what he said? Oh, she's at the Western.
Yeah.
Okay.
Close enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
close enough.
Yes.
All right.
She is at the, I'm thinking, maybe in
Italy?
Italy, yeah. But no, I'm going to go with Gainesville. Let's try that.
Those are where they all say
easy to mix
Jordan.
Those two things up. Yes.
Isn't Gainesville, Italy just down the canals from Venice?
Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Isn't there a Gainesville?
Hey, let's give a big shout out to Viagra. Viagra is also on the line.
Viagra's listening to the show?
Yeah.
Really.
You are a meathead.
Yes.
And is V-A-G-I-N-A. Vagigna.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
You're getting
it. Do you think he's up or down for the show?
Virginia? Was that what it is? Virginia?
Yeah. Whatever. We love you. Thank you for listening, and you will probably be entertained, informed,
Let's
and educated.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
Because we are the Picasso of radio.
That's true.
Why are we the Picasso of radio, voice?
Because we're Spanish and we expired.
Because our nose is on the side of our face.
I was thinking you sold as pick ass, so we're the pick ass of radio.
Yeah.
No, Picasso. I can.
Yeah, you have eyes on one side of your face and your nose on the other.
The listeners can pick their ass.
No. Okay, let me tell you why.
Aren't Picasso's those little nuts with the red shells that sting your fingers?
No, pistachios.
Oh, sorry. I thought we were the pistachio over here.
Which one of us asses?
Yeah.
Do you pick? Yes.
Do you choose?
Oh, damn. There's another little show going on here on the side that Map Admin gave Princess Brown a belated happy birthday.
Oh, that's nice.
Because it was her
birthday. Why didn't we do it? Happy birthday.
We've got her balloons right here.
Oh, yes.
I don't care what you say anymore.
This is my place.
Oh, wrong song.
Happy birthday to you,
Princess Brown.
Happy birthday to you, Princess Brown.
What do you want,
Princess Brown,
on your birthday
from Daddy?
Christy yeah. Brown.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. He'll happy get you anything you want.
Princess Brown.
Well, you know, because I am such a good
daddy.
Provider.
Yes.
I gave her a gas card for $30.
Oh, that's great.
Not too shabby.
It's about yeah. 3/4 of a tank.
Yes.
Yes.
And to pile it on, I gave her an Amazon gift card.
Oh, you can buy nice. Anything you want from Amazon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can buy another human being at Amazon.
Well, that's right. Voice of Reason, the reason you were a little tardy is because of Amazon, wasn't it?
Yeah, I ended up with two protection plans on my son Joe pressure washer.
Oh, yeah.
You got a son.
You got to have that.
You inherited a son named Joe?
No, son Joe makes a pressure washer.
And, son Joe's the Korean kid that comes over
it's
and,
four and
pressure
half
washes his house sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. His shirts, I think.
And he got
yeah.
a protection plan in case son Joe ever
son Joe walks
off with anything.
Walks off, yeah. really.
Hey, how did the queen come this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's your bee situation?
Yeah.
Didn't come. Maybe what? Tomorrow, maybe the next day.
You know what, PW? I think we need Voice of Reason B update.
Yes, you know, actually, you know, I did prepare, and I don't have it with me, but I did prepare a B report.
Did you use the music from the Green Hornet?
No.
Because that would be.
That is right.
Fly to the Bumblebee?
Fly to the Bumblebee, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay, so, hey, let's add that into the.
Let's I will add, help hey, you if I can.
Let's
I can.
Add that to the watch this lexicon of the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Voice of Reason, B update.
The update. All I have is this.
Voice of Reason.
Well, that's a broad net that we cast, yeah. so this needs to be right. tighter.
For, yeah, it has right. to be tighter yeah. for
a lot of buzzing.
All right, yeah. and programming note, Princess Brown... Want to say thank you guys for the special birthday singing.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, absolutely. And
happy
and,
to do it.
Didn't she, cost me anything.
And she typed something else on there that I won't say.
Why?
Something to do with their voices.
No, because it has something to do with the Amazon gift card that I gave her.
Uh-oh.
I re-gifted it from something she gave me at Christmas.
Oh, there it is.
4 years ago, maybe.
Ass. Wow.
I'll help you if I can.
All right, well, okay, I know you guys out there wondering. You know, always can play with us by giving us a call at 813-699-3900.
Or you cannot.
Yeah, that's always
that's
a good
always
option.
An option here.
Yeah.
But as always, before we go into our topic changing music, we have yeah. to do what? We have to thank our sponsors.
Cheers. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com. And by Urban Phoenix Studios, a space that evolves and molds into almost any event imaginable. With professional stage and lighting, if you can imagine it, we can bring it to life. www.urbanphoenixstudios.com.
Can I ask a question about sponsors?
All the time.
Yeah.
Why don't we have a Fusillo Kia ad on our show?
A Fusillo what?
Fusillo Kia is a car dealership. I think they started in New York.
Oh, yes.
They're on every station.
Oh, yeah. Would that, okay. They would be great.
Why don't
huge.
Have, yeah, the yeah. huge guy.
Oh,
yeah.
that guy. Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
And the ads make very little sense because often they don't yeah. even talk about selling cars.
No.
They just talk about stuff they do in their office.
So that would fit right. perfectly with this show, wouldn't it?
It would.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't know when the commercial end or when it when it started.
Well, it'd be when he says, it's huge, dude.
Oh, and
huge.
Then we'll say something all about
right. My yeah. question is based on the fact that they're literally on every station during every commercial break, and we don't have them at all.
I know.
How is that possible? How,
yeah.
Well, we need to do. We need to get up. We need to get
our piece
our,
of that. Action.
We need to get
can
our,
have a sales,
our sales department, the bald head guy in the sheriff's department, in the sales department.
Yeah.
All he's doing is playing on the internet. Is playing solitaire.
That's not good. That's not going to increase revenue.
We're going to have to shut him down. Yeah. We need.
Yeah, I got fired for that.
We need a fax and info guy, and also in sales departments. But
how about if we're encouraging people to call in? Let's have people call in and apply for our sales position.
Oh,
that's
you'd
a
like
good
a job
idea.
As a salesperson for the Spike on the Mic show. Call in, and we'll interview you for the job tonight.
Right, and you, your first job will be to get Fusillo.
Yeah, which they should be easy. Yeah. They're out there advertising already. Yeah.
No, no, we can't.
Standard fee is what 2% of any money bring that they bring in.
Well, no, let's hold off till the interview. Yeah,
yeah. It's for exposure.
Yeah, it's for exposure.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like a band.
But we can't demand a client. We met salespeople. We have to bring in what they want. We can't say no.
What?
Go over there and bring in you know Fusillo.
Oh yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. We can, that's called a hot lead.
What we do is we look at our target advertising
and
market and we look at the fact that we have zero car dealers.
Right.
So we tell them like, hey, we need a car dealer.
Yep.
And that's a good one to start with because they have money, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, question asked and answered.
Okay, good.
So we've milked this for as long as I needed it. So what we do, ladies and gentlemen, we sit around and talk about things in the past.
Present.
And the future. So, but
present.
We need your information here. We need your input. But it is now topic changing time.
And this is how things go downhill in a hurry. We start talking about topics. You've been warned. Get out now.
Okay. I thought about this, you know, every one of the topics I throw out, I have a title for it.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in the monkey wrenches of wrenches.
Wrenching.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm not going to give a title. I'm going to give the topic, and then after the topic has been discussed and beaten down like a horse.
Well, we'll all come up with
it. Maybe we come up with
that's
a title.
Probably a good idea.
That's
good
fun.
Idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
And then we could do this same thing next week. But we'll have a name for it. Yeah.
All
right. So, in Fort Lauderdale, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
This is a titleless topic.
Yes.
Yes.
Really. For now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Fort Lauderdale, a man, and I question the name man, but he goes by the name of Jan Flato.
There are many men named Jan.
Yeah, that's not uncommon. That's
Jan.
Yeah.
Oh, is it
pronounced Jan?
Remember Jan von Biedenkopf of the
Is it got two N's?
Nope.
No, just one.
Just one. That's why he put a $50 bill in a slot machine when him and his friend
Manute?
No.
Was it Manute Bowl?
Marina Navarro.
Okay, him, Marina Navarro.
Him and Navarro. John
and Marina.
They went down to the Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas.
Okay.
He put.
I thought they were in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
He's from
I'm
Fort
sorry,
Lauderdale.
In Fort Lauderdale. Seminole Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas.
It's Hollywood, actually.
Wait, California?
Yeah, no. The dang thing is...
The people are from Fort Lauderdale?
They're in Fort Lauderdale. They went to Seminole Hard Rock Casino.
In Seminole.
There's one in Hollywood, which is Fort Lauderdale, Florida. There is
or Seminole.
So Hollywood. You just said Fort Lauderdale. That's what I said, Fort Lauderdale.
No, you said Las Vegas.
Okay. Yeah, you did. You said that several times.
Yeah.
Las Vegas.
Like, I think the
that
story is taking place in Las
us,
Vegas
I
right
think.
Now.
But it's technically
when clearly it's taking place in Seminole near St.
Right.
Pete.
So all there's right. two of them?
All right, I've got a good name. Where did this happen?
There is no answer.
So there's two guys standing in front of a slot machine.
Well, one of
them one of them puts a $50.
No, $100
bill?
$50 bill in the slot machine.
All right.
Okay. Did they win?
Yes.
Oh.
Damn.
They Next won? Topic.
But
did he win? Did John win or did they win?
The J-A-N dude. What he did is he put $50 into the slot machine and he asked his friend, Marina.
To rub it for luck.
To blow it for blow the slot machine handle for good luck.
To blow it?
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
You know. Okay,
I'm sure go down on the handle. Yeah.
And she pulled the handle too. She said, and pull it for good luck. She pulled the handle. Yep. Well, of course, the thing won. Ding, 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 ding. Won $100,000.
Damn.
Nice.
50-50
nice.
Split that.
$100,000.
She wants more.
No. So, in the casinos, before they award the money, they checked the videotape.
Right.
They saw her.
They saw that she pulled the lever.
Oh.
The so?
Lever.
Yeah.
Who inserted
that voids
the money?
The jackpot?
No, it didn't. Jack, the jackpot. They awarded her the $100,000.
Oh, well, that's fine. Did she give? She obviously cut Jan in.
She barely. She took the $100,000 jackpot and left.
Who inserted the money? I mean, if they're going to check the camera,
he put $50 into the slot machine and let his friend, 35-year-old Marina push the button. Oh, push the button for good luck.
Yeah, all right.
Within they don't pull the handle anymore.
Yeah, within seconds, the machine flashed, and it said that Jan had won $100,000.
Wow.
That should be the end of the story, but the casino managers looked at the surveillance camera, and they saw that the girl pushed the thing, and they awarded her the voucher.
Wow, so you should just run around pushing buttons. Pushing buttons.
Yeah, somebody else is playing, just push the button.
Doesn't matter who's in front of the machine, right? It's whoever pushes
the button. And the dude was like, hey, what are you doing? So he took the voucher and just walked out of the casino. And he says
they weren't that good of friends.
They were. She would not return his calls or anything like that.
She's probably thinking, oh, I thought I was going to have to marry this jerk to get half his money.
I'm
already cashing out. This is awesome.
All I had to do is push a button.
So now the question
is a sad story.
Yeah, the question, this could have been a dear spike on the mic. Could have. Yeah. So the question to illegal riffraff in the shipping containers.
Yeah.
How should we handle that? How should Jan, the guy, handle that situation?
Well, there was no handle.
There's just a button.
Yeah, it was just a button.
As described, and as we all know on this show, it's
probably wrong. Yeah.
I would say that the casino has totally screwed this up.
Boxed it up?
Yeah. It's who inserted the money. It's who
But there must be a rule.
No, I mean, again, if that's the thing, if you're standing at it and I reached over and I hit the button, and all of a sudden, I hit the button. That's got to come to me.
It's all yours.
Yeah.
But that must be the rule, though, because why would they come to that judgment if that wasn't what the rule is?
Because, like I said, the casino manager looked at the surveillance video, and they saw Marina push the button, making her the rightful winner of the $100,000.
Yeah.
Hard Rock Casino issued a statement saying the person who pushes the slot machine button or pulls the arm is the person who wins the jackpot. Now,
that's the rule. That's the rule.
Easy. I'll be walking behind people all the time, just pushing a button. If I don't hit it, here's your dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you do in that situation other than
if I'm Jan?
Probably the guy, yes.
What? If I'm the manager who makes a deal with the
There you go.
Marina?
I'm thinking there's a wink-wink going on there.
Yeah.
All right. Judgment call.
It's yours, except you're going to meet me.
Which one of should I give this to? I don't know. Wink, 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 wink.
That has to hurt like all be damned.
Should I give it to
multiple levels?
To the hooker?
Yeah. Yes.
One, he's losing the money he thought he won. Two, he probably thought he had a relationship with this person.
Oh, yeah. He lost her.
Yeah, really.
So he's,
I left
loser.
My lottery tickets on my desk in Roz's home.
Oh, no.
Because by the same definition, let's say I ask someone for a quick pick at the lottery thing.
Yeah.
Though they hit the button. I didn't hit the button.
Oh, there you go.
The cashier is
the person that gets the prize.
Right.
Every time.
No, that person's a dealer in this scenario.
That's a dealer.
Now, if you give, let's say, a friend, hey, go pick me up some lottery tickets, $10. You give him $10. He goes to the store, buys $10 scratch-offs, and he wins. I think technically he may be screwed.
He's going to buy you another ticket.
He's
to make
obliged
up for the one that won.
Yeah, he's obliged to do.
But wouldn't that be the same thing though? I mean,
I don't know how they can get away with that because I'm thinking it has to be the guy Jan's money, and I don't know what Marina's doing. But maybe Marina was like a escort who's just there with him.
Ooh. Gold digger.
Ooh, yeah,
a professional.
Okay, then the lesson there is you don't bring your hooker girlfriend onto the casino floor with you to show off. Probably why you did it. Was Marina hot?
It doesn't show. Listen what Jan, the guy, says.
Oh, you have a recording?
At the end of the story, yes. Jan, I'm very angry what happened. And this is a warning.
Wow.
Way to crystallize your thoughts, Jan. Never thought that would come into play.
He's upset.
None of this comes. I mean, what happens if they simultaneously push the button?
Oh, good question. What if they both put their finger on the button and apply
and
pressure?
Then that's better.
There's no such thing as a simultaneous orgasm.
But Jan also said,
doesn't happen.
Let this be a warning to other gamblers. Don't let them touch the button. Don't even let them touch anything for good luck. Because
two things. I don't think professional gamblers play the slots.
That's
two,
one.
I bet they know the rules. So I don't think they'd have to be warned.
You bet they know the rules.
I bet
spoken
they know the rules.
Like a true professional gambler.
You bet to believe it.
Oh, I've got to set up a website now that I am a professional slot machine player.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I will play for you on a consignment basis.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, what we're going to do, we're going to keep our the Spike on the Mic cast and crew is going to keep our eye on this and see how this plays out. This happened like a couple months ago.
Well, we'll probably do the story again.
I was
going to
say, we're going to forget about the story unless we do it again.
Yeah.
Yes, really. All right, then. Well, let's go ahead to the next topic.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. We didn't entitle that, did we?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. So how will we title this? Let's start from the spots. Put you on the spots. Hot dang, that was so cool.
Fuck you, Jan.
Nice.
We'll let's call this F U Jan. All right. Captain Kark?
I bet Jan never sees Marina ever again.
That's a good title. Voice of Reason?
Goodbye, Marina.
That's even a better title.
Yeah.
And then PWs?
I'm sticking with my original. Where did this happen?
And I would like to title this Go Ahead, Take the Money and Run.
Oh, that's I like that. And then we could have that music.
Take the money and run.
But I think by Simon and Garfinkel?
No.
Nope.
No, well, they're close enough.
Yeah. It's pretty close.
Some people call him Maurice.
I bet he didn't.
Come on. Wow. Follow through.
Did he go home and tell his wife that story?
Oh, yeah.
That he was hanging out at the casino.
How did this even make the news?
Does she even know Marina?
Yeah.
How did this even make the news?
Never date a woman whose name kind of rhymes with casino a little bit.
He's serious.
All right.
Topic.
Well, now let's see what this next topic's called in something. Or what? Hello. I'm having a stroke.
Yeah. All right. And in other news, Map Admin said we can't afford him as a salesperson. I beg to differ.
You don't know that, Map Admin.
You don't know what our budget is like.
He pays you 65% commission.
70%. Wow. How about that?
Dang.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, you just talked yourself out of a job, Map Admin.
Yeah.
2% commission, you could make $1 million for yourself. You work
hard enough. Yeah.
But no.
Hey. I'm too good to work for the Spike and the Mike Show.
Pinky's up. All right. This topic doesn't have a title on it, but we will find one.
Oh, right. Again, we're doing this?
I like this.
You like coming up with the title?
Haven't you guys ever been to China?
No, I have not.
Smarts?
Title is F U China.
that's a common
title thing. Is Where Is This?
Is Korea close enough?
That's closest. Probably.
He was really close.
Yeah, he was. Korea.
China.
Yeah. Okay, do you guys not know
which
that
Korea
China?
Were you
China,
in?
China is a heavily populated. I think
Chinese people.
Oh, yeah, also the people on the chat line, they also said they didn't how to win at winning. That could be a title for the last.
Who
how
said
to win
that?
At winning.
How to win at winning? Yeah, how to lose at winning too.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Princess Brown.
Okay, give her credit for saying.
Yes.
It.
Oh yeah, Princess Brown also titled that last topic, "How to Win at Winning."
Okay.
All right, that's good.
All right, this next topic, I think.
There's a lot of Chinese people in China. You were saying.
There's lots of them.
Yeah.
All right.
And so
there's hundreds of thousands.
Okay, that's.
You know what you can't get in China? Chinese food.
Oh, you can't?
Isn't that weird?
It's just food.
Isn't all food Chinese?
Yeah, it's just food.
Yeah.
There's
hey, let's go to that new food place.
Yeah, really. What do you feel like tonight?
Oh, I'm in the mood
let's
for
get
food.
Some food. Some food.
I'll have some food.
Chinese.
I haven't had food in a while.
Serious. But you're going to be hungry as soon as you eat the food.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why there's a lot of food places.
Mm-hmm. That looks like cat. Well, yes.
You know what? This entire block is nothing but Chinese food restaurants.
Yeah.
You just ruined it.
You said
because they're all food.
Yeah.
I know, but we were dropping the word.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was going a different
direction.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to go the other direction. You know, in public bathrooms.
Past. No?
No.
Public restrooms.
In public public bathrooms.
Bathrooms, yes.
In China, there's like a lot of them people. There's a lot of people there. So they're having trouble keeping the toilet paper dispensers
filled. Oh, yeah.
Because.
I feel like we've done this.
No.
No. Yeah.
Is this about stealing toilet paper?
Yes.
Pretty sure we did a stealing toilet paper topic.
No, this is fresh in
news. But this is China.
Yeah, this is the Chinese.
this is sounding.
This
familiar.
Is not a keep college going. Campus. This is
keep
not.
Going.
Yeah. So what happened is they can't keep the toilet dispensers filled in public restrooms because people are stealing them and taking them to their homes.
Okay.
I don't know whether there's a ration of toilet paper, but China people, they're very smart and innovative. So what they have done.
They're dressed like mummies when they leave the toilet.
Hey, is Beijing in China?
Yes.
There is.
It's yes. The capital.
It used to be called Peking.
Peking?
Peking.
Oh.
Peking.
Now it's called Beijing.
Let's call it Peking again.
Yeah,
you,
we should.
That's what you still get.
Okay, well, let's let the people who live there decide what they call it.
No. Why they got
oh, they'll call it toilet
paper. They steal China. I mean, they steal toilet paper.
Yeah.
So in Beijing.
Beijing.
In the popular Temple of Heaven Park, the dispensers are now facial recognition scanners.
Oh.
So.
Oh.
Where are we done?
Oh. No, I've never heard of this.
Inside the stall?
Inside the stall.
Yeah.
So what happened is.
How is that going to work in China?
Yeah.
Not, what if they're not looking at your face?
Show it your
everyone
ass.
Looks the same with yeah. a vertical smile.
Yes.
What happens is they have facial recognition scanners beside the 6 toilets.
That guy's got some acne.
With a pre-cutter of the toilet paper.
Oh, man. And so some people only get one square?
What if you need more?
What happens is you put your face there, and I guess it does it to let you know that somebody needs some work done.
Yeah. And then on the big projection of the Great Wall, this person's in the toilet.
Yeah.
Simultaneously.
I don't think I want to live in China.
It issues 24 inches long. It's only issued to the users who pose for the pictures.
You got a pose?
Yeah, you got
well,
a pose.
It's facial recognition.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those fun photo booths at like a company function where
yeah, do you yeah. get a little
with wacky hats and coconut bras and
yeah.
What happens if they had like bad and I won't use
diarrhea.
The word Chinese food, but just bad food and it caused yes. them to go multiple times? Do they get
you have to get up and get out and get back in line again?
This article.
No, you cross your eyes and then go back. You get another 24 inches. Yeah.
Well, 24 inches is 2 feet. That's okay.
That's a lot. Yeah, you can make a whole boxing glove full of that.
It's sure. better than nothing. Yeah. Imagine going in there and it's been stolen, and now there's nothing, and yeah, you've got to go.
Right. Well, you're right.
You're walking probably out. Have I'm
voice
walking
of reason
sockless.
Right there. Yeah.
24 inches sounds pretty damn good.
I lost my socks.
Yep, voice of reason.
But, the article says that.
Take them home with you.
It only dispenses paper to one face
at a time.
For a 9-minute period.
So you have to go with your buddy and say, hey, can you come in here for a minute?
So if you have.
Yeah, I need another 24.
The guy's like, I don't know. I had food too. I might need mine later.
Yeah,
I need to give up my option.
So if you use up your 9 minutes of it because you have eaten the food.
Yeah.
What you can do
is wait 9 minutes. Just sit there on the bowl.
Sit there on the bowl for
another
9 minutes.
Another 9 minutes.
People
and
like,
then,
hey.
And then smile at the toilet paper.
Are you
again.
Done in there? Like, yeah, but I need more toilet paper, so yeah. I can't move. So
I've got a better solution to this whole thing.
You do?
Yeah.
I
bring
doubt
your own.
You know more than China.
Coin-operated toilet paper dispenser. You put 25 cents.
Oh, so you're discriminating against poor people?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So what if yeah. I don't have 25 cents?
What about poor people?
Yeah, really. It's a public.
Hey, you have to beg.
It's a public restroom.
Yeah, colored people go there.
I don't think they have them in China, do they?
No.
No, they're too tall.
Poor people probably have worse diets than other people, so they probably need it even more.
Well, in case you guys are wondering, how do you handle diarrhea?
Yeah.
That's the natural question.
They thought about that.
Oh, they have a hose for that.
So what they do is they have a toll-free number that you can call and attend it. An attendant will come and override the machine and dispense it to it. So
where? I mean, what? Well, they're across town here in Beijing, and traffic's kind of bad. We've got that.
can't do that remotely with a computer.
The pedicab's not running right now.
I'm just giving you guys the knowledge.
Rickshaw.
Maybe he brings you a roll. You know.
Just rides by on a bike and tosses a roll over the stall wall.
Right.
See, wear a helmet like running in the front door. We have an emergency. We have an emergency in the back.
But if toilet paper is that scarce, you know, he probably gets mugged on his way to the bathroom by people like, get that guy. He's got toilet paper.
Yeah, you know where he's going. Yeah.
Really. He's got what we want.
They probably have a tactical diversion. They probably say like they're a Pizza Hut delivery driver.
The only problem is they had that little icon with the magnet on top of the roof, but as they're going so fast, it just kind of becomes unraveled throughout the whole way.
So if you're ever in China,
right?
I'm not going to China
in
now.
In a public restroom. I don't know. I'm just going with the technology.
And you hear a guy coming on a bicycle. He's bringing you a roll.
He's bringing you a roll.
Never mind. It's already dried.
Oh, my God.
I'm going home.
It's all lumpy. Okay, so now.
Do you carry your own toilet paper or moist towelettes, as it were?
That's probably an option.
That's probably what
probably
I would
an
do.
Option. All right, so let's go around the room. Yes. What should be the topic for this particular topic? What should be the title for this topic?
That's some shit. Isn't that a good
spot? F you, fuck you. Yeah.
No, no. Well, no, this one's definitely a shit-related one.
Yeah.
So.
That's not the topic? I mean, the title?
Yeah, no. Bill Schatz says, Schmatz says shits.
Bill Schatz. I like that. Yeah.
All right, Dr. Captain Clark?
I'm going to try to keep it classy and say, no rest in the restroom.
That's so nice. All right, and yeah. Voice of Reason?
Wipe that smile off your facial recognition.
Oh, that's
give him a ding or something.
Yeah, he gets something for that. Yeah.
Holy crap, that was good.
Yeah.
That's right. But also, we have people out there chat line. Princess Brown came up with.
Princess Brown. Get it? It's a story about poop.
her title for this topic is Photo Poop.
Photo Poop. Yeah.
Photo poop.
Like photo booth. Yeah.
Yeah, and then Map Admin, he says, call in the case of the Chinese numbut.
Numbut.
The case of the Chinese numbut.
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
So you're
sitting there so long on the toilet, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you get the numbut.
9 minutes. Yeah.
So I like
that happens.
I like Princess Brown's
To butt or not
Steve's
to butt?
Was the best.
Yeah, and
Steve's
and
the best.
I think Steve's the reason best. Yeah. His was wipe that poop off your face.
Wipe that smile off your facial recognition.
Yeah, that's just
serious.
To butt or not to butt, yes. But yours is better.
All right, I'm gonna while we get ready to do our topic change in music. I think we should do a twin in. But I gotta ask, hey Princess Brown, did you go to China or Japan? I'm waiting on that.
She was in China.
She was in China.
Oh, so she could.
How do we know that better than you?
Yeah.
I thought
that was your daughter.
Okay. How do y'all know?
He was in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
Hong Kong's in China.
Yeah.
Part of China now.
How do we know that better than you?
Because you guys retain stuff that.
You didn't notice your
you
credit card bill?
You have a vested interest in knowing her whereabouts. We do not.
Because you're paying for that.
I understand. Listen, that's not the issue.
I've only met her one time.
Yeah.
You know she's with the
You
China.
Gave birth to her.
Yeah.
But I was watching the Three Amigos when that was happening. All right, y'all missing the point.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, so now it's time for...
Terrible.
For?
Topic changing. Not topic changing. It's time for what's twinded.
Ooh. This could be big.
And now it's time for What's Twinding, the only feature where the best thing about it is the theme music. Now here is your host, Dr. Captain Clark.
Hey!
I love the new intro.
Yeah.
If you were to re-edit it, though,
yes.
I wouldn't say the best thing about it is this. I would say the only good thing about it.
The only good thing.
But no, it's excellent. I love it. Thank you. All right, guys. Let's see. A lot of these are very local-centric, so I'll skip over those. Today, hashtag National Haiku Poetry Day.
Wow.
Does anybody know what we know why it is, because it's National Haiku Poetry Day. Why is, what is a haiku? Who knows what a haiku is?
575 poem.
That's right, syllables. It's a three stanza poem.
Correct.
Yeah, and that means so. You want to hear some examples?
Yeah, I was going to give me an example of a haiku.
Fat man haiku. Ready? Fried chicken ice cream, Doritos, jelly beans, and Coke and Mountain Dew. That's a haiku poem.
That's beautiful.
That was a what?
That's a haiku poem. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Here's another one.
Got it.
President Trump claims nothing to hide or to fear. Still no tax returns.
That's good.
All right, here's one.
Yes.
Spike on the Mike Show, coming to you from Penn Chase.
Hey. I'm confused again. I'm sorry for ruining your haiku. What's haiku again? It's five syllables.
Spike, first line is five syllables.
Spike on the Mic Show. That's it.
Yeah, that'd be a good first line.
That's a good first line.
Oh, and then what you, so it's
then it's got to be seven syllables.
All right, all right, ready, ready. Oh, Spike on the Mic Show, brought to you at Pen Chasers. Run, 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 run.
Yeah. So it's 575.
Yeah, that's good.
Yes.
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought it was like. I'm sorry. Finish your with 20.
Here's one. Here's one. This is a haiku. It has the right syllables. Refrigerator. That's the whole one.
That's excellent.
That's it. So National Haiku Poetry Day is happening on Twitter. Local, local, local. Alex Jones. Why is Alex Jones twending?
Ooh.
Alex Jones. Steve?
Alex Jones.
Failure. Everybody is mad at him for not knowing that it was National Haiku Day.
Okay. Well, I guess we won't ask Spike because he's apparently leaving.
Yeah.
He probably doesn't want the audience to know that he just left the studio, but that's what he's doing. He's leaving.
Why didn't he take the picture with him?
Spike had to go pee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PW, why is Alex Jones twending today?
Because he was the leader of a cult.
Arguable, but that's not why he's twending. Okay. Schmatz?
He's some conservative radio guy, is he not?
Yeah. He is.
All right. And
extreme right wing.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I heard he's like in some custody battle or something.
That is partially correct. He's twending specifically because his attorney is arguing that he is portraying a character on his show. That he's not really,
A scumbag.
Who he proclaims to be on the show. He's I guess that would make him like Phil Hendry or...
Rush Limbaugh.
What? You think Rush Limbaugh's a character or is he a real guy?
He's a character.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah. He's a really sweet guy.
How many well-known radio guys do you think are characters versus real people? Like, was Howard Stern a character?
Character.
A lot of it's a character, yeah.
Yeah?
Elmer Fudd, character.
Elmer Fudd's not a radio star, I don't think. Oh. Maybe he is.
He's a character, though.
He is a character, though.
Bill Schmatz?
Yeah, that's character. A character.
That's right true. There. He's not using his real name.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Edna St. Vincent Millay is his real name for those of you that are
busted. I guess we're supposed to still extend this because the host isn't back. Let's move on to another one.
Yeah.
Well, that would be like, isn't Spike on the Mic a character? Or is
totally a character.
Oh, totally a character.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spike is nothing like that. He actually speaks English.
Because if there was a custody, if he had a custody issue and this show was brought against him, he could probably hide behind the fact that it's not really truly him, couldn't he? And I think that's what's happening with the whole Alex Jones thing.
Oh, it's just a character I'm playing.
I'm not
really like that.
Yeah.
Well, not only that, that's not really my spouse. Yeah, that could be that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She married the character.
You're not going to want to know what we talked about while you were gone, so hey.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hold it.
Good.
Nice that you didn't take the picture with you.
While we're in the same...
Are we still with Twinden?
Yeah, we're going to do one more.
All right, good.
Since we're kind of in the same theoretical ballpark as Alex Jones, why is Glenn Beck twending today? PW, you go first this time.
Because he ran out of hair wax.
Nope. Oh. Schmatz.
I truly have no idea other than he probably went on to say he hated Trump.
Okay. Steve?
Sexual discrimination.
Kind of ballpark. Kind of in the ballpark. Spike?
He called Tory Hunter a liar.
I think you might be talking about Tommy Lahren.
Yeah.
You are the closest. Tommy Lahren is suing him for firing her.
Oh.
So that's why.
Oh, okay.
So that's why he's 20. Everything else is local. It pertains to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers players for some reason. I don't know why that is, and so we're not going to get into it. So that's all that's 20.
That's excellent. All right.
Maybe it's twaining camp.
Did you say maybe it's twaining camp?
Twaining camp. Maybe they went twaining camp.
I thought you said twending camp.
Yeah,
I want you to go stand in the corner for 15 minutes and think about what you've done.
All right.
Is there enough time to come back?
What? How did that get there?
Should I just go home?
Yeah.
No, don't go home, because then we all have to leave.
Yes, really, because
you're the only reason we're here.
We're here, yeah. All right, so I guess it's time for topic changing the music.
And now we're going to change the topic to some other thing we're going to talk about right now on the Spike of the Mic Show.
All right, This is kind of a little game I'm going to throw at you guys out there. And the people out there listening on the chat line, you guys can
chat line.
You guys can participate.
How do you spell that?
C-H-W-A-T.
We will do our best to pause our – no, we won't. I was saying we're going to pause our response until you reply, but then if we do that
– yeah, that's
not good radio.
Nobody will reply then.
Well, look, the job applicant.
Who gave out the phone number?
Job applicant.
Oh, job applicant.
Okay. This is going to be somebody making a noise.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Welcome to the Spike on the Mic show, or madam. Every day? Every time?
No, yeah. But that was pertinent.
He flushed the toilet. That's great. Yeah.
So glad it's a caller-driven show.
It was pertinent.
We are caller-driven.
It's so good.
The only reason we're here for
the
thing drivers.
Is the calls.
Best thing for the calls. All right, so this is what I'm going to go around the room, and I'm going to challenge your brains.
Oh, nice.
Your knowledge of historical events.
Oh, nice.
Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. And
can Steve go first?
Why did Matt Bennett
can I go first?
Haiku.
Because we were talking about haikus.
Haikus, yeah.
Oh.
Did he do a haiku?
No, he just typed it in.
Haiku.
He just typed the word haiku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi.
He uses that aftershave.
Nothing else compares. All right. So anyway, so here's what it is. You guys know about the meaning of phrases? Anyway. You don't.
Mostly. Probably not.
Mostly. I know the
meaning. So I came across this little idea or website, and I was thinking, I've heard these phrases a million times in my life.
Where did they come from?
I wonder, does the riffraff in the shipping container know where these things come from?
So totally.
I figure, let's ask them.
We should be able to come up with something.
We should. So, do we have any game show music?
Sure.
I love it. All right, and you in the chat line can also help me out. First, it's not a haiku. First meaning of a phrase. Okay. Caught red-handed. Where do you think that original came from? I'll start with the voice of reason.
Maybe somebody laid a little trap for somebody. They put red paint on the bottom of some article that was being stolen, and when the other person picked it up or when it disappeared, they went around and looked, and they saw somebody with red hands.
All right.
Caught red-handed.
Doc Captain Clark?
Somebody was caught in the act of stealing, and they took a ruler and they slapped the palms of their hand.
Oh.
Oh.
To punish them right away.
Good.
I don't believe that, but I'm just saying.
Right. Smells Bill Smuts.
I think it was at one of those Eastern European alternative clubs that are frequented by mostly men, and someone was caught vigorously going to town.
Mm. And PWs?
It happened at a baseball game, and somebody stole second, and the guy who was doing play-by-play handed it off to Red Barber.
Oh.
So it was red-handed.
Red-handed.
Red-handed. Yeah. Okay. Oh, and Princess Brown chimed in and saying, racism against thieving red-haired Irish?
Yeah.
Why are you saying, you have no idea what that means?
Because she's a lawyer.
Okay, no. It does have something to do with the conflict of
interest
being caught in the act of doing something wrong. But it originated from the old English law that ordered any person to be punished for butchering an animal that wasn't his own.
Oh, caught red-handed.
So I was basically right.
Yeah.
If he was caught with another animal.
And vigorously going at someone else's snake.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yep. Kind of.
No, it wasn't even kind of close
and
at all.
And I used Europe.
Yeah, Eastern European.
I did say Eastern Europe, but it was at least in Europe. Because he did say in England.
Yeah, okay. So how about this one?
Well, that makes sense.
All right.
Bloody hand.
Wait, did we win? We
butchered my cow.
Who got the most points?
Look at his hand.
Schmott.
Brown got 3 points. Smott got 2. The rest of you guys get nothing.
Spike got it right.
All
right.
Well, as long as the scoring makes sense.
We got a link from UpSax that says 3 months payment, 3 months payday loan online, Canadian pharmacies. Hey, where I can buy
that sounds
dialysis,
like spam.
Viagra.
Yeah.
And buy,
you're getting spammed?
Yeah.
That's so nice. That's
Who's the user that did that?
I'm going to UpSax.
Okay, UpSax, go kill yourself.
What?
No. That's our first advertisement. We're going to get money from that. Spike read that. We're going to get money.
Yeah, really. Okay, so.
Okay, pay us, then go kill yourself.
Then jump. How about this phrase here? Where did this come from? To butter someone up. I'll start with Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh, that's when you want to make them happy, and so you compliment them. But in the old days, it meant you literally... There's a child and a woman with a mustache right now looking at us. I'm just. I apologize. So you would make them happy by buttering them up because everyone likes the feeling of being covered
buttered.
In grease.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Bill Smuts?
It was by Hannibal Lecter, and it's basically he was hungry.
Yeah.
Do you know what buttering someone up is there? PWs.
Oh, yes. It was originally had to do with battered women, but then they decided to butter
up.
The women. Yes.
Oh.
Butter yeah.
them up.
We got another person there. We got SpongeBob's on there to say hi, but she didn't tell he or she.
SpongeBob.
Or she, yeah, didn't tell us what buttering someone up means. What we're doing, ladies and gentlemen out there on the chat line, we're trying to figure out what the meaning of something of these particular phrases.
The origin. Origination,
yes,
not necessarily the meaning. Right?
Yeah, the origination. There it is.
The etymology.
And Princess Brown throw it out there. Everything is better with butter.
That's true.
Not ice cream.
But no ding. The origin of this is.
I think it's because it makes them better than they really are.
You started with me. You never got to.
Oh, okay.
Steve.
Oh, voice yeah. reason.
So he just said it.
It's kind of like putting icing on the cake. It makes them better than they really are. You kind of. Buttering them up.
Nope.
To make them sound.
This was a religious act in ancient India.
Oh.
Whereas the devout would throw balls of butter at a statue of their gods to seek favor and forgiveness.
Well, that's just stupid.
That's yeah, just but it worked. It worked.
So it would work, yeah.
So
yeah.
Now when you hear the term butter someone else.
So, you know, I'm down.
Throw butter at them.
I've tried everything I've had to get out of my situation. I'm going to go throw butter at a statue.
At Ganesh. Yeah.
You think that'll work? Well, I don't know what harm it can do.
Yeah.
At that point. Everybody's like, that's a good idea.
Let's do it. They'll be saying this for years.
Throw it at Siva because she has the six arms.
Yeah, she has more chance of catching it.
More chance of catching the butter. Yes.
Serious.
I would like to take a second right now, if I could, to point out that I didn't get the memo that we were all dressing in Easter colors because Spike, PW, Schmatz, and then Steve is wearing his Easter mustard.
Yeah, and you're all gray.
I'm wearing gray.
Gray pinstripe.
That is a special shirt for Steve.
Hold on, did you say the voice ran in Easter mustard?
Yeah, Easter mustard.
Yes. Actually, I saw his
Easter
shirt,
stains.
And I was wondering, how are you going to talk about that one?
Yeah.
But again, can't talk about that.
Yeah.
Have you got another one?
Yes, I have another one.
Oh, this will be
awesome.
Good.
This one you guys can definitely use your historical minds on.
All right.
And we also, Map Admin says, one stick, two sticks if needed. I guess you're saying for buttering someone up.
Sure. Yeah.
And you guys, tell me what the origin of this phrase, go the whole nine yards.
Oh.
And I'll give you a prize if you get this one.
Okay. Who's going first?
We got to start with Bill Smuts.
The whole nine yards. That is basically a.
Nice.
I gave you nine A's, and it's just I gave you the whole thing, 9 yards.
What is A?
I don't.
Why
you asking? Yeah, okay. Just right. Moving on. Yeah, I'm just trying to move it along.
All right. PWs?
It's drinking 9 yards of ale.
Mmm. That's a good guess. Trying to get the prize, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right. And the voice of reason?
You're really dressed up. You took the 9 yards of cloth and wrapped yourself in it and met the whole 9 yards for this particular event.
Good guess. That's
sure.
That gives you a point.
But Clark has it.
Dr. Captain Clark?
Back in the early days of the NFL, some of the stadiums were not quite regulation size. And in one of the stadiums, you had to go only 9 yards to get a first down.
That's it. That is it.
How can you fight that? I'm going to fight it.
Okay.
The origin of going the whole 9 yards, it started during World War II.
Oh, okay.
Back in the early days of the NFL.
When fighter pilots were equipped with 9 yards of ammunition. You should have known this, Dr. Clark.
Was I a fighter pilot in World War II? I don't think I was.
No, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know.
Give him the
gun. And when they ran out of ammo, it meant that they tried their best to fight off the target
fight off the enemy. They used the whole nine yards.
They used the entire whole
Would
nine
they
yards.
Then throw their gun at the enemy?
Nope.
Because in the old Superman show, they would always shoot at Superman.
Yeah, until they were empty. And
then they'd throw their guns at him.
No, they would throw butter.
Oh.
And then he would grab it and bend it.
Yeah. Like, well, look how powerful he is.
Dr. Captain Clark, you'll be happy to know that SpongeBob also agreed with you and said football fields used to only be 9 yards.
See? SpongeBob knows what's up.
Yeah.
And Princess Brown went running the last 9 yards of a horse race. You guys need to learn y'all history.
Because the horses get tired after a couple furlongs, and that last 9 yards is just like, that's too much. I'm
serious. Right, so
the worst thing you could throw at Superman would be something sticky.
Something sticky.
Yeah, because that would affect him just like everybody
else. That would get his uniform dirty.
All right, and this one, this is easy for you guys. You guys should even grab this and run with
it. Did Superman wear a costume or a uniform?
Uniform. No, costume.
Costume?
Because a uniform is something that other people wear to look together.
Is that what it is?
But he was the only guy from Krypton.
Yeah.
So he might have been wearing what everybody else wears.
Yeah, everybody else, if they had survived,
might have
been wearing the same
thing. That's unlikely because his parents made his outfit from an outfit.
Oh.
Oh, maybe it was an outfit.
From a blanket.
Yeah.
Okay, just because y'all throwing stuff
Why was
on
his underwear on the outside?
How in the heck did his Earth parents sew that uniform together? Because
it's bulletproof, right? You shouldn't be able to put a needle through it.
She made it penetrate.
You can unravel it.
Who cuts his hair? What do you use to cut Superman's hair?
Yeah.
Regular scissors are going to bend.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Special
Kryptonian scissors to cut
made
his hair?
From his spacesuit, maybe? A spaceship?
Oh, well, we just got a confirmation from the Twitter line people. They said neither. It was a disguise.
Oh, it's a disguise.
Like the glasses.
The one
He could fool a whole city in glasses.
Yeah.
It's a disguise.
Yes. All right, so let's get this last origin of the meaning.
Species, yes.
Yes. And where did I moved it? Oh, this one right here.
Moved it?
Yeah, moved it.
Where did you move it to?
Serious.
It's on the same computer screen.
Break the ice. What is the origin of break the ice?
Oh, that's an easy one.
That's an easy one? Yeah. So then we have to start with, I guess, PWs.
That's when it's so cold that instead of breaking wind, you break the ice.
Wow, that's cold.
Oh.
Yeah, that's really cold.
That is cold. All right, then.
Shiver to think about it.
Voice of reason?
I guess, like, when you go fishing, you break the ice. You have to break the ice before you can fish.
Is that what happens in the Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, in the winter. Yeah. Oh. In the winter up north.
Oh, okay.
Like a lake or something.
All right.
Yeah, what about you in Lake City?
Farther north, farther.
Oh, yeah.
Like that.
Okay.
Ooh. Easy fishing.
Yes.
How about you, Dr. Captain Clark?
Well, breaking the ice refers to like starting a conversation with someone or a relationship with someone. So maybe if you see somebody across the room in a party and you assume, they're stuck up, they're cold, unapproachable, you go break the ice to draw them into a conversation and get to know them.
That's got to be it.
That's what I think.
All right. And then Bill Smuts?
A.
He's still there. Nobody's out there in the chat line is close, and nobody in the shipping containers is right.
Oh, damn it.
Except for refrigerator, freezer, you open it up, and you got to break the ice to start dumping.
I think
Clark has to be
the
right.
PW was close. Lake City got nothing. Map Atman says it's ice delivery service, and Princess Brown's talking about Superman by touching him. His super properties. I don't know what she's talking about.
She's talking about Krypton, Kryptonite, and how it affects Superman. That's valid.
So anyway, breaking the ice real quick before we get out of here.
Yeah.
Is what happened is when it's in cold situations, as the voice said, ships couldn't get through to certain areas. So the receiving countries would send out small ships to break the ice to clear the way for the big trade ships so they can bring in all the goods and
services.
That is
exactly what I said.
Yeah,
I thought that
was perfect.
It formed an understanding between the two territories or the two companies. So now, I think that was a good little test.
Oh, that was a fabulous test.
I may have to bring back some more.
Yeah.
Where did these things originate?
Or just do these same ones next week.
I'll do it. Well, we got to get out of here real quick.
See if we still get them wrong.
So we got something that was entertaining that people would understand.
Where did this happen?
Yeah. All right, so we got to get this out of here. Yeah, we don't have time. So everybody, one time, tell me what you learned today.
I learned that 167 hours are going to come way too fast.
Serious. We'll see you in 160 hours. And I want to give a big shout out to Sponge Brown, Princess Brown, Lake City, Map Admin, and even Upsax, who tried to sell me some Upsax.
Boo.
I'm Spike on the mic, and we out. One.